If you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Don Gagne, and it's time now for music. What happens when two very talented women, one an alt-country rising star, the other one of classical music's great new talents, meet one another? Well, in the case of singer Tiff Merritt and pianist Simona Dinnerstein, a friendship ensues. But what happens when they decide to make music together? They can't exactly meet in the middle because where is the middle? So something else entirely happens.
I shall bury my weary love beneath a tree in the forest tall and black where none will see.
Tiff Merritt and Simona Dinnerstein dropped by NPR's performance studio during a recent trip to D.C., and I wondered how two such totally different musicians, and different people really, ended up forming a duo. First, Simona Dinnerstein.
Tiff is a very deep thinking, kind of bookish. I mean, she looks really hip, but she's actually kind of nerdy.
Don't you say mean things about me on the air. No, I think we're two people who are really serious about our love and our dedication to what we do. And you know, I think we tend to talk about music in terms of genres as a kind of a library system so we can just keep track of things. But, you know, music in the end has more in common with itself than it doesn't.
So when you say, oh, let's do a song together for the first time, what does that entail? How do you begin to figure out how to merge your respective talents and your respective styles?
Well, I think that was a huge question mark. And Simona and I play music in completely different ways. And I was very scared that so much could go wrong. I mean, I play by ear and Simona plays music on the page. And so I thought, how would we create a language that we could both speak to each other? And I think in the end, I became much more mindful of being technically proficient and getting inside of songs and knowing them deeply, even if I had to do it by ear. And it was a journey to get there.
What's your take on it, Simona?
It felt at first that what it meant to be a classical pianist in this situation would mean that I'd need to play a lot of notes to show that I could play a lot of notes, because that's what I do all the time. And it didn't work with Tiff. It just got in the way. And it turned out that our meeting place was much more linked to sound and to color and to emotion. We had to start really listening to our instincts and following that more than thinking, what does it look like to put classical and, you know, alt together?
So before we go too much further, I want to hear you play. I understand you've got a Schubert piece for us. Before you start, tell us what it is and why you chose it for the record.
This was actually the first song that really, I think, was sort of the seed of us playing together. It's a song called Night and Dreams by Schubert. It's one of my favorite Schubert songs. And I just had this kind of vision of Tiff singing it and of her also playing the harmonica in it. I could just hear the color, a kind of blues feeling to it. So Tiff took the translation. She decided, obviously, not to sing it in German.
Well, it's funny because I didn't know what Simona had in mind at first, and I went and I found this song, and it was in German, and I was going, oh, my Lord, how will I do that? And then I found a translation, and Simona said, no, make it your own. And so I tried to rewrite it in this very plain-spoken sort of cowboy poetry in a way.
And we changed things also. In the piano part, I changed the register of the piano part, and I changed the rhythm, and even some of the chords are not what's written.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
That's pianist Simona Dinnerstein and singer Tiff Merritt with the Franz Schubert piece, Night and Dreams. They're in NPR's performance studio. So, guys, when I listen to that, it just feels utterly comfortable, utterly natural. And dare I say it, it even sounds simple and easy. I'm sure it's not. But did this song kind of provide one of those aha moments for you guys?
It's very interesting, your reaction to it and it seeming very natural and simple. And I think that that is a success for us, that it sounds absolutely natural. But I have to say, in my classical world, I was very, and I still am a little bit, I was very worried about the reaction to this song, because taking Schubert and just rewriting it is not something that most people do in classical music. And to me, we are still conveying the Schubert. I mean, even though it's being funneled through all these different lenses, this is Schubert's music. I mean, it's his melody, his harmony. It's beautiful.
But, you know, in a lot of ways, that's exactly what the folk tradition is about, where the fundamental principle is you take a song and you serve it. And so many of these beautiful songs have been handed down and handed down, and you are part of the tradition that keeps those songs alive, but you try to bring something of yourself to it while still serving the song.
I think that that's what music should be about.
That's concert pianist Simona Dinnerstein and singer-songwriter Tiff Merritt. Together, they've recorded a new record called Night. You can hear a few selections at our website, nprmusic.org. Tiff, Simona, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having
us. That's great.
Have I held too tight? Should I just let go? When you break, is it from weakness or trying to be too strong? White bones in my fingers.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Don Gagne. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR app. Click on Programs and scroll down. We're back on the radio tomorrow. Until then, thank you for listening and have a great night.